So I have the pleasure of welcoming Margot. Margot McLaughlin has been practicing in the Insight tradition of Theravadan Buddhism since 1986. Margot is known for her telling of Jataka tales and in leading meditation retreats and courses on Vancouver Island, the United States, and Ireland. A former staff member of the Insight Meditation Society in Barre, Massachusetts, and a graduate of Harvard Divinity School, Margot has also completed her training to be a community Dharma leader through Spirit Rock Meditation Center in Wood Acre, California. Her teachers include Joseph Goldstein, Carol Wilson, Fanny Sarah, and Eugene Cash. Over to you, Margot.
Thank you so much. So welcome, everybody. Welcome to Goward House on a gray March day. Welcome to everyone who's joining us from far afield. I can see a familiar face from Courtney there. So here we are. We're gathering for a day of practice, maybe a whole weekend of practice. And this theme I've chosen this weekend, Under the Tree of Awe, it's really intended to invite us into a deeper and deeper appreciation of this very precious human birth and this precious world in which we live. So, let's see if I can get that. There we go. So, we are gathering on, and I think we've heard these words many times, but the unceded territory of indigenous peoples who cared for this land, these waters, for countless generations. The Lekwungen speaking peoples. So, what an amazing opportunity for us to learn from indigenous peoples both here and across the world how to recover a sense of reverence for nature, for the mystery of being human, how to bring ritual and traditions alive to celebrate and honor the gifts we are given. So we have so much to learn from indigenous peoples about reverence, awe, and connecting with the mystery. And likewise, I want to also acknowledge the Buddhist tradition. So I was not raised in a Buddhist culture, and yet, like many of you, by good fortune, by chance, I was brought to hear a teacher whose very clear expression of the Dharma spoke to me and offered me a way of being that was an opening and an incredible discovery. And I think that's why we come back to meditation retreats, is that we want to remember and rediscover and revitalize and renew that sense of discovery and opening and arriving. And I also think that we realize intuitively that it isn't just for us that we do this. Initially, we may be motivated to gather some calm and settle the mind, encounter our lives with less reactivity. And along the way, I think we realize that this commitment to practice extends and ripples out from us and benefits our family members, our colleagues, our friends, our community. So this is in Tibetan Buddhism called bodhicitta, the heart of awakening. I'll speak a bit about bodhicitta through the weekend. So let's begin by sitting together. And over the course of the weekend, I will be giving some reflections and encouraging you to draw on your own memory and experience. So we'll sit for about 40 minutes. So as we find our sitting posture, as we settle in, can experience the gift of this opportunity to deepen, to renew our practice. These conditions location, the support of volunteers, and our fellow yogis, our fellow practitioners, all come together to offer us a space in which to welcome and deepen our own journey. So you may want to begin this first practice session by just checking in with body, mind, and heart. What is present in your experience? Part of our training is in learning how to welcome, how to receive, how to open to all aspects of our being. And to do this, we need to bring an attitude of interest, an attitude of kindness, so we can orient the mind and heart as we begin this day of practice. May I be at ease with whatever is happening. May my practice be of benefit to me and to all beings. You may want to gather your attention on one aspect of your experience. Like the movement of the breath. Or you may want to bring your attention to changing sensations, letting whatever arises in the field of perception come to the forefront of your awareness. And letting there be continuity of mindfulness as you notice a sound and then a sensation. A feeling of warmth. A settling. remembering to recognize whatever is present in your experience. When you hear the sound of the bell, see if you can remain attentive to any shifts in expectation or attitude. Remaining present with our experience through the day. Here we have full permission to go at any speed. Slowing down in order to receive the teaching of the wind, the coolness of the air, the sound of a bird.